The president's statement was filmed at a hospital in northern Australia, where he's had 5 operations since being critically wounded in an attack by rebels in East Timor. Jose Ramos Horta was seated in a chair with an East Timor flag draped behind him. Despite almost losing his life in the assassination attempt, he looked well and spoke clearly. East Timor's leader was shot during an ambush in the fledgling nation's capital, Dili, on February 11th. Rebels also targeted Prime Minister Junano Guzmão, who escaped unharmed. The attack was orchestrated by fugitive rebel commander Alfredo Renardo, who was killed by presidential guards. Mr. Ramos Horta did not issue any political statements, but used his first public appearance since the attack to express his gratitude to those who helped save his life.
Today is the first time I'm able to speak publicly, although I'm refraining from making a political speech. This being Easter week, I wish to use this opportunity to thank all who prayed for me, who look after me, who care for me, following the assassination attempt on me by Mr. Alfredo Reynaldo.
The president was shot several times in the attack. He received emergency surgery in East Timor and was flown to Darwin in Australia for further medical treatment. Doctors are confident he will make a full recovery. Arrest warrants have been issued against 17 people suspected of involvement in the attacks on East Timor's leaders. The attacks prompted Australia to send an additional 200 troops and police officers to Dili because of fears of more unrest. Troops from Australia, Portugal, Malaysia and New Zealand were deployed to East Timor nearly 2 years ago after fighting between rebel elements of the country's security forces and units loyal to the government. The impoverished former Portuguese colony voted to secede from Indonesia in 1999 and became independent 3 years later. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.